AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A pair of court rulings against the state of Arkansas's push to execute several death row inmates. AP's Kelly Kissel reports that a judge has issued a temporary restraining order blocking the use of one of the three drugs the state planned to use for lethal injections.
Judge Alice Gray in Little Rock issued an order saying that the state could not use one of the three execution drugs that it obtained for the five executions that are scheduled between now and the end of the month.
A medical supply company argued that it had been misled about how the state was going to use that drug. The state Supreme Court also issued a stay for one of two men scheduled to be put to death tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly's vacation is permanent as the Fox News host loses his job over harassment allegations. Warren Levinson tells us more.
21st Century Fox issued a terse statement reading, "After a thorough and careful review of the allegations, the company and Bill O'Reilly have agreed that Bill O'Reilly will not be returning to the Fox News channel." O'Reilly abruptly left on vacation last week and had been scheduled to return Monday. Meanwhile, his show, the top-rated program in cable news, has seen a sponsor exodus. The New York Times reported O'Reilly and Fox had paid at least $13 million to settle claims brought by five women that O'Reilly had sexually harassed them. Other women have made similar claims since that story was published 2 weeks ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
Fresno, California Police Chief Jerry Dyer says shooting suspect Corey Ali Muhammad laughed as he described killing three white men in random shootings yesterday. Dyer, as Muhammad, seems to have no regrets.
He had not shown truly any remorse to our detectives. He made that one comment to me when I came up to the scene. "I'm sorry, Chief, but I'm not sure that he was sorry for shooting people. He may have been sorry for the work that he causes, but not for what he did."
Dyer says police are now looking for an Hispanic man who is said to have the gun used in the shootings. This is AP Radio News. In an email to the AP, a spokeswoman says Serena Williams is pregnant, expecting a baby in the fall. The 35-year-old won her 23rd Grand Slam singles title at the Australian Open in January, a little less than 12 weeks ago. President Trump signs a bill extending a health care program for veterans.
The CHOICE program was the government's response to a 2014 scandal over long wait times at VA medical centers in Phoenix and elsewhere.
More veterans can see the doctor of their choice. You got it? The doctor of their choice.
The program was supposed to run out in August. The president says the extension gives time to improve the system.
"We've made a lot of strides for the veterans. These are like the most incredible people we have in our country as far as I'm concerned. And they have not been taken care of properly."
The president says veterans poured out their sweat, blood, and tears for their country. It's time to take care of them properly. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.